Today's share in the Deir Shu Mishneh Berurah Yomi program is Daf Samach Vav Amud Aleph. We're in the fifth volume of Mishneh Berurah, and we're beginning Simin Tav Samach Hei, which deals with the halachos of bran that's being used. It's soaked in water, it gets wet, and it's being used for non-human consumption. As we'll see in Sif Aleph, we're talking about using it for food for chickens, and in Sif Beis, when you're using it for cosmetic purposes and smearing it on your body. So let's begin today with Sif Aleph. The Mechaber writes, Ein shorin mursun l'tarnagolin b'shum panim v'lo choltin. One is not allowed to take mursun. Mursun is bran. We'll define it a little bit more in a moment in the Deir Shu footnotes. And one can't take this bran and give it to food for your chickens under any circumstances. B'shum panim, we'll explain that as well, why we use such strong language over here. And likewise, you can't take this bran and go and put it into boiling hot water. That's choltin, which we've discussed previously and we'll discuss again more in the Mishneh Berurah. So that's what the Mechaber tells us. You can't use bran that's soaked in water. That's the din. Ain shorin mursun l'tarnagolim. You're not allowed to soak the bran in water to give it to your chickens. The Mishneh Berurah explains Sif Katan Aleph, Mishum d'machmitzim, because when you put the bran into the water, you soak it in water, it's going to become chometz. Kitvua atzma, no different than the regular full wheat. The bran over here is also going to become chometz. The issue footnote number one explains, v'amachil es behemos chometz. If you were to feed your animals chometz, the Aruch HaShulchan says you're over three isurim, three lavim. Number one, lo socha chometz. This includes you're not allowed to get any hanah from it. You give your animals chametz, you're getting hanah from the animals eating. Then beis, you're over the issue of bayiroi. You're not allowed to see chametz. And gimel bayimotze. And he says v'ein chiluk beinim nosei lehem ba'atzmo. There's no difference whether you give the animals yourself the chametz. You're over bayiroi bayimotze. Or ayadei nochri, whether goy gives your chametz to the animals. Or beinim osa came b'chatzer or b'chutzla. It doesn't make any difference if you do this in your chatzer or even outside your chatzer. If it's your animals and it's your chametz, then there's multiple problems over here. So you're not allowed to do this. The Mishneh Berurah explains. Sif Beis, Mursun, what exactly is this bran? He says the same halacha that applies to bran, Buadin Subin, it also applies to this coarse flour. Gamkin Machmitz, this coarse flour, the Subin, is also going to be Machmitz. What's the difference between bran and coarse flour, Mursun and Subin? So he says, Ulael, the Sibin Tafim and Dalit, in the Mishneh Berurah, Sifkotin Beis, this bar, Mao Mursun, Umaru Subin. We already learned this. And Dishu footnote number two reminds us that over there we had a Machlokis. There was one opinion that said, Yei Shomim, that the Subin, over here, the coarse flour, hua klipa hanosheres meachita. This is the peel that's still attached to the wheat after it's been ground up somewhat. And mursun is the klipa hadaka hanosheres benafa. That's the klipa that's left in the sieve after the flour comes out. Others say it's the exact opposite. In any event, the bran over here, the mursun, and the subin, this flour over here, this coarse flour, both of them have the potential to become chometz. Mishneh Berurah continues and he says, Vaklipa shalakash. However, the chaff over here of the stalk itself, Shagaga munachbo, the outer part which has the seed inside of it, Shakorm sprayer, so he says, that's Eino Machmitz. That's no different than straw. Ukishar kash biamadomi. That is not wheat. That is just a husk that's around it and that has no capability of becoming chametz. Mishneh Berurah then explains the Mechaber's language of us, such strong language, b'shum panim, under any circumstances. So Rotsa Lomar, he's telling us over here, the lo mahanishi omeit shom liros shlo yishu amursun b'mayim shirmil. It's not good enough for a person to say, well, listen, I'm throwing this moist bran over here for my animals to eat, and I'll wait there till the shear of a meal. I'll wait there 18 minutes to see if it's all eaten up. The shear is ainu ela le'in yadieved. This 18 minutes that you're allowed to have the matzah not become chometz, the dough not becoming chometz, if you haven't worked with it for 18 minutes, that's a bidieved. Avol lechatchila, as we've learned previously, also lahashul sefila rega echad, kedilel simen tofnun tesif beis. As we learned previously, you're not allowed to leave the dough even for a second for not being worked. Bid the Yevit, if you left it for up to 18 minutes, you're okay. And then he tells us, why do we use such strong lashon over there? B'shum panim, under any circumstances, he says, ayin in the bir halacha. If you look in the bir halacha, dira maskul b'shum panim, so the Chafetz Chaim tells us that the Mechaber over here is writing to exclude the opinion of the Rambam. Lafuki midas Rambam. And what does the Rambam say? So the Rambam says, three eitzes over here, how to allow you to do this. Number one, he says, yachalenu miyad. You can soak the bran over here and feed it to your animals right away. Or alternatively, she omate shom v'yirish lo yisha mursum b'shir mil, kishir mil. He says you can leave it there and watch the animals, and as long as it hasn't sat there for the 18 minutes, then you're okay. Now that's directly connected what the Shulchan Aruch paskin, so obviously the Shulchan Aruch is not going with the sheet of the Rambam. The second answer that the Rambam gives is kol zman she'ofus yochlu v'inakru, as long as the chickens over here are picking at it, in omachmetz, afilu shoa dov etuva, even for a longer period of time, it's not going to become chametz because they're constantly picking at it. And answer number three, gimel, kol zman shehu mahafich biyadu hamursan in omachmetz, as long as he's playing it within his hands, it's moving back and forth, it's also not going to become chametz. The Chafetz Chaim brings down many other opinions on this in this regard. Ayin Shom and the rest of this Bir Halacha. Now we go to Sifkot and Dalet, where the Mishbur tells us that the Mechaber said, you're not allowed to go and do Cholten. What is Cholten? So we remind ourselves, Chalita Mikre, what is this Cholten process? What is that called? Shemartichin amayim yofi yofi, you go and boil water well. Then you pour the flour into the boiling hot water, or the subin, or the coarse flour over here, or the mursin into boiling hot water. Even though halachically speaking, chalita doesn't ever become chametz, it instantly is made into a cooked meal, and it can't become chametz. Nevertheless, we're machmir. We've already previously learned that we do not allow any type of chalita. Because we're not 100% sure exactly what chalita is. Maybe it has to be a certain temperature, maybe it has to be in a certain condition, in a certain way, as we've learned. And I in the Mishnah Berurah, Kama Prote Din Mazan, we've learned many things over there. Bottom line is, lechatchila, we never allow chalita. The issue footnote number three reminds us of some of these dinim and tells us, "B'chalita nesar atav shul bi'achila ubanah." This is such a strict chumrah over here that not only can't you eat it, but you're not even allowed to get hanah from it. And you're not even allowed to leave it till after Pesach. It's considered like chomet shavalev the Pesach. If somebody did chalita, and it got mixed up with something else, v'hisarev mashu mimenu b'tav shul acher, so you have a little bit of this chalita that gets mixed up in another dish, eino osu b'hano, the rabbis were not making it osu b'hano, but you're not allowed to eat it, eino osu b'achila. And likewise, in this situation, you're allowed to keep it till after Pesach. Furthermore, we learned over there that if a sick person needs to have this type of chalita on Pesach, for that's the only thing that he can eat, so what should you do? So he brings that for the Maritz Giyus. Shehu adin liyoledes. Same thing would apply as well for yoledes. Mut lasos avuro chalita aydei shersiach mayim. You can heat up the water well. V'yachachach itin l'socham esasorim. You can put the barley in there. But if it's not for a life-threatening situation, you shouldn't do this. But you still, in this situation, could ask a nochri to do it for you from his own barley. Obviously, you'll watch to make sure that it doesn't become treif in any way, but you don't have to be concerned if he does it, that you're owning chametz, and then you can give it to the sick person afterwards. Or alternatively, he says, you can purchase for the nochri the barley, and then it's the nochri's barley, or you can do the chalita, not in boiling hot water, but in mei peros, because mei peros, as we've already spoken out numerous times, ein machmitzen. Now we go to the Ramah. The Ramah says, Hagah, ukishenos dim lehem so rimochitim lecho. When you're giving your animal either the barley or the wheat grains to eat, you must be careful when you throw it to them. Yizor shelo lahashlicham bimokum lach. You shouldn't throw the barley or the wheat into a place where it's moist, because then it brings down from the Miri vial that yavo lidei chimots. We have to be concerned that it could become chametz in that space. The Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot and Hay tells us, "Hainu mitchila sheish v'mala." That's at the start when it's already awesome with the Rabbanim, at the beginning of the sixth hour, in our idealized day at 11 a.m. in the morning of Yudalit Erev Pesach. So you already can't do this from that point and on, and certainly after Chatzos when it's awesome in Darais, and certainly not on Pesach when it would be Yisur of Koris. However, he brings down, and you can see this in the Shaar HaTzion, this is also from the Mari Vial, and it's brought down in the Chok Yaakov, and others as well. Even before the Isser starts, even before 11 o'clock on Erev Pesach, you have to be careful about this, unless, Elohim Kain, Omid Aleim B'Shas HaChilos, unless you're standing over there watching them eat before Pesach, Achi Rulechol, you see that there's nothing left. And if anything is left over, you sweep it away, you get rid of it. Because you have to be concerned, Shema Yachmetz, even if you do it before Pesach, it's going to become Chometz, and it's your Chometz. Be Yishar L'Shon Toch Pesach, and you're going to have it owned by you during Pesach. The issue footnote number four brings down, Ulegabi Mayim Shemakatvim Behem Esabasek, and to regards to water that you baste the dough with, or the water that you're using to clean out the areva, so they have flour in them and they would become chametz. So we learned already previously in Simon Tov Nun Tes that this is a machlokus amongst the Achronim, what you should do with this. So Im Kodim Zman Iser, if it's before the time that chametz is Aser, so then There are poskim that say mutul l'shovchem b'chatzer, or you can pour it into your yard even if it's not on a slant and it could gather in one place. But there are other poskim that say that you can't, because of the chashash over here that they could gather in one place and they could become chametz with a shear of kezayis. But if it's after the zman of the Isser, so we poured it out of there, then in your own Rishus, also a little shofim. You shouldn't pour it into your own Rishus. And even into Rishus HaRabim, there's a machlokis. There are those that say you can pour it into Rishus HaRabim because it's hefker, but there are others that say, no, you shouldn't do this l'chatchila. Therefore, you should be very careful that you shouldn't allow these waters to become chametz, according to the opinion that says you're really going to be stuck over here. Mr. Bruce of Cotton Vav tells us you shouldn't put this moist place, and even if you put it into a dry place, you still have to be careful. Tov Lizar, it brings down from the Ariv, that you should be careful, even though you put out dry bran or coarse flour over here, if you also have water out for them in another place, so they're going to drink some of the water, and then they're going to go to the flour, and some of the water is going to spill out of their mouth. You have to clear off the area very well. And only after they've eliminated, either eaten up, or you've removed all of the bran, all of the flour, then you can give them water. The issue footnote number 6 brings down from the Aruch Shulchan what I said. The emtsa hashasiya, during the drinking, or when there still is food out there, and they may come and have some water in their mouth that's going to spill out onto the tefillah. The issue footnote number 7 brings down, to get around all of these concerns, the Kaf HaChaim suggests that after you clean up the places where the animals had been fed over here, Tov l'achilim rach mine kitnios shein machmitzin. He says, then don't feed them anything that could become chametz. Give them kitnios, which even Ashkenazim, who don't eat kitnios themselves, certainly say that there's no isser of bayira, bayimotze by them, and there's no isser over here of chametz shavah as a Pesach. So therefore, once you've cleaned out their corral or their coop, whatever it is where the animals are, then once it's no longer a chashash of chametz, don't introduce anything that could potentially become chametz over there. Now we go to Sif Beis. The Mechaber writes, Eino Isha Shofa Mursun Al Basara. A woman is not allowed when she goes to the bathhouse to go and smear this bran on her body, Afilu Yovish, even if this bran is dry, because she's going to have moisture on her body from the bathhouse, sweat, and or possibly water, and this could be a concern. The Mishbura explains in Sif Katan Zayin, Hainu, the nature was, people do this then and they do this now, they go into a bathhouse to shvitz, ulhazia, and they work up a good sweat, and then they would go, I don't think we do this necessarily today, or at least I don't know how often this is done, but they would go and smear their body with this bran. Now their body is wet from the shvitz, but that's not a concern, because the mursan didn't get into water, and the sweat on your body, the water that's coming out of your body is rak zeya mechom amerchutz. It's the water that's coming out from the heat of the bathhouse. Albeit, the issue footnote number 9 brings down that you have to be careful to make sure that it's not from humidity, and it's not really water that's dripping down to you from the humidity of the area. But if it's really sweat of a person, ain't no machmitz, then it's not a concern. So how come the rabbi said don't do this? Because after they did this, they would go into the bathhouse, and they would go into the bath, and therefore they have to be careful that there's no mursun left on their body. And this is true whether they go into bein b'chamin, bein mitzonin, whether they go into hot water, into cold water. And therefore, the rabbi set up this gezerah. Since the women may not be familiar with all of these technical details over here, therefore, the rabbi said, that's what the rabbi set up over here, the Mechaber's opinion, which is from the Mishnah Psochem and from the Rosh and from the Tur, that we don't allow the women to go and do this. No, bottom line, if they did this, if they did go and smear this on their body, and lishtof besonein, they shouldn't go jump into the cold water right after that. Adzman mo, until a certain amount of time has passed, shiadua shekfar avrakol, so that there's no bran left on their body. Or alternatively, they can go rinse it off. O yishtof atzmo b'mei peros tchilo. Or he brings out from the Chok Yaakov that they can go and rinse off their body with some sort of mei peros. Mei peros ein machmitzin, and therefore there wouldn't be a problem. That is the proper way that the women should conduct themselves with putting this mursun on their bodies in the bathhouse. We have time, so we'll start Sif Gimel. If a person would take this mursun, this bran, and he would go and smear it on a goose that is moist from water. So the goose is already moist from water, and now you smear this mursun on it. So the Mechaber tells us, Yesh Mishomer, there is an opinion that says, Sha'avos Osir, then you can't eat this avos on Pesach. You wouldn't be allowed to shecht and eat this avos on Pesach. What's going on over here? So the Mishbur explains in Sif Katan Ches, and he tells us, Batur is, so this is the din brought down from the Tur, Shishara Mursun Mitchila B'mayim. The Tur actually brings the case where they first soak this Mursun with water, and the Mechaber is telling us even a bigger chiddush. Noka Dine Afilu B'Mursun Yavesh. Even if they didn't soak the Mursun with water, Raksho Avos Lach B'mayim. It's only that the goose over here is wet with water. And this is a chiddush. This is a bigger chiddush over here that the Mechaber is telling us than was brought down in the Tur. And he says, Shafilu bimat lachos, even the little bit of moisture that's on the goose's body, sheyesh ala of, gam kein machmitz a mursun, that has the capability of being machmitz the mursun, can make the mursun into chomitz. And therefore, the osara avos, and the avos therefore is going to be osara, afilu lo yidicho achakach b'mayim, even if you didn't go and rinse it in water, rak b'mei peros, even if you used mei peros, nevertheless, we're concerned over here that the mursun was in fact going to become chomitz. Now, why is this Ava is going to be Asur? So the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Tes tells us, Mipnei sheyesh ba ba'ora, because in the skin over here of the Avos, you have nikve. There are little holes over here. V'nishar shama mursan, and the mursan will stay over there. And therefore, v'afilu miyirtzel shavshev achakach uladicho. And therefore, even if you want to go and rub it off and try to rinse it off, lo mahani, it will not work well. Therefore, the Mechaber tells us that it is Asur. With this, we conclude today's shir.